T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
This is The Instigators with Andrew Peters and Greg Rabe.
Let's go, let's get it on! Oh, Peters!
Oh, we've got a fight. Thornton and Rabe are exchanging punches.
Now, The Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
It is free agent day, Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG. And as you can see, Rob Ray is joining us, but I don't know if he's with us. We'll figure that out in a minute. So I have my list of unrestricted free agents I want the Sabres to target. And are we officially on Jack Eichel watch, as there are many tweets indicating that things are heating up between the Sabres and some other teams? And it sounds like Joey McDonald tweeted out 75% chance Jack Eichel gets traded today. Good morning, Craig. How are you? What a way to open the show.
Well, I'm going to tell you, things are starting to heat up on the Jack Eichel front. And to be honest with you, I don't know if it is further along, if things are really moving in the right direction. These are only people speculating all this kind of stuff, but I'm going to tell you, in the last day, there has been a lot of heat. There's been a, we know that the Rangers are involved. And if the Rangers are involved, then Mr. Jury, step up to the plate with your big boy prospects, because if you're not, don't call. Okay. That's number one. So the Rangers, I think, are definitely involved. Minnesota is definitely involved. They are trying to make this work. They're trying to play a little bit of a game of chicken with Kevin Adams, but it just seems like Mr. Adams right now is sticking to his guns. Okay. He's going to wait this out. He's not in any pressure. Kevin Adams does not feel pressure. The Sabres don't feel pressure. They are going to wait until the team steps up, because right now it is heating up. And now these teams are going to feel pressure about not being able to land a whale. Okay. Jack Eichel's a whale, and he is a huge asset, and he will make any one of these teams better. You have Marc-Andre Fleury, who just got moved from Vegas Golden Knights. What does that mean? That means that $7 million just came off the cap in Vegas.
They're not even bringing that player to play in their system. They're going to leave him to stay in Chicago.
And he can hang out there. But I will tell you this, Vegas Golden Knights do not have a number one center. Now, they have excellent pieces on the wing. Mark Stone, Pacioretty, Marchessault. Who else am I missing here, Petey? Smith, Alex Tuck. They've got a lot of excellent pieces, but they do not have an elite center. And if they got a player like Jack Eichel, not only is Vegas one of the best teams in the league, but with Jack Eichel in that lineup, they would be extremely, and I mean extremely powerful. So
here's what we're hearing, okay? So added to that tweet that I mentioned, it's possibly a 75% chance Eichel gets moved today. Landing spots could be Vegas or Anaheim. Boston unlikely. That was Joey McDonald. Pierre LeBrun on Jack Eichel. My sense from talking to a few people around the league is that Buffalo is in serious talks with multiple teams. The process hasn't zeroed in on just one team yet. And I don't think the Sabres feel it has to be done today if they don't get the package they want. Ryan Kennedy, I'm hearing the Sabres ask from Vegas, is Smith, Peyton Krebs, Nick Hague, and a first-round pick. And Adrian Dater, hearing Rangers still really want to find a way to get Jack Eichel. Good morning, Razor. Welcome.
Hey, thank you, guys. Sorry for the little problem.
No problem. No problem at all. We got you now. Is everything all right?
No, my kid was at the rink, and the reception was not good. So I just moved. I found a location that hopefully works.
Well, there's a 75% chance that Jack gets moved today, according to Joey Mack Hockey.
Good.
On Twitter. And landing spots could be Vegas or Anaheim. What did you say there? Get it over with?
Get it over with. Let's go.
I'm with you. I'm with you, but I don't know that it's that easy, right? I mean, I know you say that, but I know.
I'm in the train of thought of exactly the opposite of that. I don't want to just get it over. I want to wait. Because I'm going to tell you, there is going to be one of those teams that deep down inside in their war room is saying to everybody in that room, we have to get Jack. We have to get Jack. They put him on the whiteboard with his name on the wall with the players supported around him. And they're going to say, if we get Jack, we are going to be a contending hockey team for the next 5+ years. And I believe Vegas Golden Knights have the assets to do that. I believe that the Rangers have the young assets to do it. Minnesota has the young assets to do it. Anaheim, who is a very interesting team, I think has the assets to do it. They may not be an elite team even with Jack, but they like Jack as a building block. There's teams that are very interested.
Well, there's plenty of teams out there that are going to be interested, but it's...
Well, one's bowing out.
Before free agency really gets going and one of these teams might find an alternative solution, maybe get things going.
Well, here's some information at Russo Hockey, who covers the Minnesota Wild. As of right this moment, and in brackets, and things could change all the time, but I'm hearing the Minnesota Wild are backing out of Jack Eichel trade talks with the Sabres. Asset price slash cost too much for Minnesota to stomach and make it work. Is that negotiating through the media?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean,
damn right, man. Thanks, Michael. I appreciate that information that you're sending out there to everybody to read. That's a crock of baloney. I'm going to tell you right now, Minnesota has the assets and they want to play hardball.
They have the assets and they have the cap room.
Yep.
And they're going to be one of the few that have that. Because a lot of other teams that are going to try to make this move are going to have to eliminate a ton out their lineup right now to make financially make sense to bring Jack in or being able to do it. So, you know, they're sitting there going, and I think that is throwing it back on the Sabres right now, going, hey, we're done. We're one of the few. You know that we're one of the few. Let's try to do something.
There aren't a ton of centers out there right now in free agency, and in Minnesota is not the number one landing spot for unrestricted free agents unless you're a Minnesota kid, in my opinion. You guys might feel differently, but they may not have any other choice. This might be their only choice, is Jack.
You guys know guys out there that they're going to go where they're going to get paid. They'll go to friggin' Antarctica if they know they're going to get the money they want. And they'll play there until they don't have to anymore, and then they move on. So I don't think when we sit and say, oh, it's, you know, everybody goes, oh, nobody wants to go to Buffalo. Trust me. They throw the right money in front of the right guys that they want, they're going to come. And that's like any other team out there.
We're talking about Jack Eichel. There's been talks about a trade being done as early as today. If you're just tuning into the Instigators on WGR 550, and we're back on MSG today. It's free agent day. Unrestricted free agents will be signing left, right, and center. We've heard about some already. Bob McKenzie came out just swinging hard this morning, absolutely announcing some of the big names already. Let me read them to you. Ryan Suter, Dallas, Zach Parise, Islanders, Michael Bunting, Toronto, David Savard, Montreal, Jaden Schwartz, Seattle, Tony D'Angelo.
You say Toronto, David Savard?
Yeah.
Montreal, David Savard.
David Savard in Montreal.
Yeah, there we go. Okay.
Jaden Schwartz in Seattle, Tony D'Angelo in Carolina, Yaro Halak, Luke Shen in Vancouver, Jake McCabe in Chicago, Andrew Cogliano, San Jose, Zach Hyman, Edmonton. We've heard that one. David Riddick in Nashville. And he said many more to come. So it sounds like Jake McCabe will be gone. Do we expect the Sabres to be at all active today? I have a list of free agents I'd like them to target. But, Razor, do you expect them to be active today?
I don't think in the big guy, Petey. I think that they're in a situation right now where they know they're going young. They know that, they're going to build this team. And I think that we've always talked about that their biggest asset is having the cap room. You know, so to run out this morning or today or tomorrow and sign some guy long-term, unless he's somebody to the point where they know that, you know, he's going to be able to contribute for the next 5 years, why not just wait and see when things settle down? You're going to be able to pick guys off and get them a lot cheaper and kind of get what you want. And I think by going out and spending a ton of dough in free agency too many times, it comes back to haunt you. So I think they'd sit there and say, okay, we've got a lineup that we can put on the ice here. We've got a lineup to start. We got tons of cap room if we want to make a deal somewhere along the line. And something comes up, we'll be able to jump on. No?
Yeah, I think that cash is king.
Yes, okay? It is.
Cash is king right now. And I think the Sabres are doing a great job with, you know, once Jack has moved, they're already, think about this, they're already with $37 million in cap space. Okay, $37 million. Now, yes, you have to, think about filling out the rest of your team, and that's going to happen. That being said, if you trade Jack Eichel, now you're at $47 million in cap space, and you have the ability to start to alter and take on bad contracts. Do you remember back years ago, Toronto Maple Leafs, they were up against the cap and they were in trouble. And what'd they have to do? They had to give Patrick Marleau away in his 6.25, and they got a first round draft pick for it.
Yep.
These things are going to start to happen. Buffalo's sitting back.
Especially near as the season gets close and a team needs to get under the cap.
Exactly.
Yes, they do. And you're going to be able to pick those guys off if you've got that leverage, and you'll get them a lot cheaper.
And you know what? You're going to bring in a guy. You'll bring in a guy that has maybe 1 year left on his deal, that maybe is making, you know, in between five, maybe even $6 million, but he's on a 1 year deal and he's a veteran hockey player, someone that you can surround your veteran
young guys with.
Yeah,
but
young
you're
guys.
You're going to be able to trust him. You're going to be able to trust him that he's the right guy coming in and passing on that message that you want sent to these young guys.
Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG. It's free agent day. A lot of talk of Jack Eichel potentially being moved today. So stay tuned here. We'll keep you posted on that. And if we hear anything, there is one deal I want to break down with the guys here, but there is one correction I need to make just for clarification. That $37 million on cap friendly does include Jack gone because he's on long-term IR on there. Just for clarification.
Yep. Okay. So that's okay.
But that, still that $37 million. I know $47 million is way more appealing, but $37 million in cap space, still pretty unbelievable.
I gotcha.
So just for clarification. Yep.
That's a pretty big swing in having that money compared to last year when you're in last place and you're right up to the cap.
Yeah,
and you're still in last place, and you can't play certain guys certain nights because they make too much.
Ryan Kennedy tweeted, I'm hearing the Buffalo ask for Eichel from Vegas is Smith. So Riley Smith, 1 year left at $5 million. Peyton Krebs, he was a first-round pick, I think 17th overall, but he's their top prospect, I believe, since trading Cody Glass. Nick Hague, a former second-rounder, I think a couple years ago, a 6'6" defenseman, and a first-round pick. How does, if that's the Buffalo ask, how is the deal not done?
If I was Vegas, I'd do that in a second. No?
Yeah. In fact, like I don't think the Sabres need to take Smith. Is like it doesn't seem like that's what it fits what they're trying to do, unless that is the money they have to take back for Jack Eichel. But if they're taking Smith back, then I expect more. Like, you need to take Nick Hague.
Nick Hague right now is not a household name. Nobody knows who this guy is.
Nobody knows who Peyton Krebs is.
Well, Peyton Krebs is not in the NHL. He was a 17th overall draft pick. He was a very good player, okay? But in the last year, this kid has, I think, elevated himself into a higher status. He is a very, very good hockey player. That being said, Nick Hague played in the NHL in the last couple of years, okay? 38 games a year ago, and then last year he played a full season with Vegas, 52 games. He is a up-and-coming defenseman. He is a big, big defenseman, 6'6", 220, 225. He skates exceptionally well for a big man. He had 17 points in 52 games, 5 goals, plus 14. He is a really, really, really good defenseman, and he would be a major, major haul for Buffalo moving forward.
And you know what? Bringing guys from a team like that has had great success over the last few years, those kids already have the base and the groundwork of what it takes, what they got to do, how it's got to be done. And it's not like bringing in somebody from Anaheim that's probably struggled for the last 2 years or a situation where they've not probably got the right direction and not been surrounded by the right guys for the last 2 years. Taking somebody out of Vegas like that, it just speeds up that process.
Yeah, the kid's 22 years old. He's fantastic. I think Krebs is another player that you're probably going to see this young man in the NHL next year. So you're adding.
Don't we still need more? Looking at this deal, that's why I said, why is this deal not done?
Well, why is it not done on the Vegas side? If that's the asking price.
Right. Vegas, again, like
Sabre side.
You're talking about, you know, you're talking about taking on Vegas Golden Knights top prospects and Peyton Krebs. And he's a great player. But, you know, Hague is a really, really good defenseman. Riley Smith is also someone I think the Sabres need, because they need, if we're going to have all these young guys in our lineup, which is very exciting, you need veteran leadership to come in and help guide these guys to become the right professionals.
Yeah. And the only guy you got right now, Ribs, in that area is Kyle Oposo. And Kyle Oposo, you don't know, is even going to play every night.
Okay. Yeah, right. You know, and then you have a first round draft pick that you're going to acquire. It's going to be like the 28th, 29th, 30th, 31st, 32nd pick overall, which is a very late first round draft pick. For me, this is not the deal for the Sabres. This is not enough for me.
I can tinker with the deal. It's a start.
You just said that this guy, this was the asking price from the Sabres.
I know.
Not the asking price, because it's not nearly enough for Jack.
I don't buy that this is the asking price, because there are names that aren't mentioned in this. Like, there's no way you're going to be trading Jack Eichel to Vegas, and the name Alex Tuck, is not going to come into play. It's just, there's no possible way.
Yeah. Like, well, that's going to be a wishful.
Well, it might be. It might be. But I mean,
Alex Tuch might be one of the best contracts in the National Hockey League. Makes $4.75 million.
Well, guess what? When Jack Eichel is 100% and playing the way we know he can play, his contract's pretty cap friendly too. The year he was on fire a couple years ago, we were saying that is going to be in a couple years one of the best deals in the NHL.
Yeah.
Because you have a guy that's going to get you between 95 and we were estimating 105, 110 points for $10 million.
Yep. And just think about what's going to happen when Jack Eichel steps into Vegas and plays with a guy like Alex Tuch, who can skate just as well as Jack Eichel. Jack Eichel is known in the National Hockey League for his skill set and his speed and his size. Well, guess what? Alex Tuch is the same size, the same speed, and he's pretty darn close to a Jack Eichel in skill set. Can you imagine those guys playing together over the next 5-10 years?
Getting that guy that can play at that level of that speed is the thing. You know, Jack, even while he was here, he had great success. But realistically, whomever he played with never had the speed to play the tempo game that he needed to play or could play.
Right. You know, Tuch and Eichel would be unbelievable together.
Sam would get him the puck, but Sam didn't have the speed to play that high-end game that he could.
That's right.
You know?
Like Alex Tuch right now could possibly be one of the best right wingers in the National Hockey League. Size, skating, and skill set. And to have that player play with a guy like Jack Eichel, I can't even imagine the chemistry that those two players would have. Be insane.
So he's not coming. That's not in the deal.
No.
But you know why? You know why this is not the ask for the Sabres and Razor? You said it. Because the deal would be done. Yep. The deal that we're talking about is Ryan Kennedy tweeted that he's hearing the Buffalo ask for Eichel from Vegas is Riley Smith, Peyton Krebs, Nick Hague, and a first-round pick. Probably not likely. It's and also reported that Minnesota is now out. They're bowing out, according to Michael Russo, that the ask is too high to stomach from the Sabres. And Joey Mack Hockey basically saying 75% chance that Eichel gets traded today. He's hearing Las Vegas or Anaheim. So let's dissect Anaheim. Yesterday we talked about Anaheim, or 2 days ago, and I said, Riv, there's one team in the first round in the top 10 that did something that I think might have been specific to a Jack Eichel deal, and it was Anaheim drafting Mason McTavish. That seems like the most likely trade partner right now, because it doesn't sound like they want to move off Zegras, and this would be easier for them to move off of because they just drafted him and he's further away than Zegras is.
Mm-hmm. They have a tremendous amount of cap space themselves. Probably around $23 million in cap space. In order to get a player like Jack Eichel, you're looking at a Drysdale, who was drafted third overall last year, a right-handed defenseman. You're going to be looking at a Maxime Comtois, who's a left-handed left winger who led the team last year in goals and points. Big kid, turned into a really nice player. You're going to be looking at the new third overall pick this year in Mason McTavish. He's a good size kid, skates well, but he's got goal scoring abilities and he's got an insane shot. And he moved up. He was ranked around 10th in the NHL draft this year, but he moved up big time in the last couple months of the NHL draft rankings, and Anaheim felt very comfortable about taking this kid third overall because he is a player big time. So you have that player. And then you also have Zegras. Zegras is going to be a guy that, Buffalo is going to want.
They're not making all those pieces move though.
No.
No, not all of them.
That's why I'm done with Zegras. I don't need
one of those.
I don't need Zegras anymore. I'm not saying McTavish is better than Zegras, but I'm saying, you know what? You got McTavish. We'll take McTavish, Drysdale, and Comtois. What, you know, like eventually, I'm not saying back off your stance of four.
For me,
but
that is too much for Jack Eichel.
Pardon?
I think that's too much. I don't think that Anaheim will trade Comtois, who's 22 years old, who is a really big power forward left winger who led the team in goals and points. You have Drysdale, who was drafted third overall, who's going to be, you know, maybe not a Cale Makar, but he's going to be a very, very good point producing defenseman, really slick. And then, you know, you also want McTavish, who was just drafted third overall, who is another huge up and coming forward. I just think that
Did you just say Cale Makar?
I said Drysdale has abilities in the way that he skates and moves the puck, you know, is like, going to be like very interesting. Cale Makar. So okay. Drysdale is 18 years old. He came into this league last year at 18 years old. Okay. Cale Makar, if you remember, played 2 years at Boston Mass. So he played 18 and 19. And once he was finished his 19-year-old year and he turned 20, he got called up to Colorado for a couple games in the playoffs, if you guys remember that.
Yeah.
So Cale Makar never even started in the NHL until he was 20. He was more mature physically and mentally, and he jumped into a powerhouse hockey team that suited his play very well. What I'm saying is Jamie Drysdale is a puck mover and a skater and has the skill sets just like a Cale Makar, just obviously not at the same level right now, but he's going to be a really good defenseman.
All right. We're talking Jack Eichel trades, and it's unrestricted free agency day. It's a big day. Normally July 1, you know, like it's the new July 1. My UFA is coming up. And how many players do the Sabres need, do you guys think, to acquire this offseason to fill out the roster? Who's going to play here next year, Razor? And I will tell you who I want the Sabres to target in unrestricted free agency. I think I have a list of 12, maybe 15 players.
We don't have room for that much.
No, we don't have room for that much. But you know what? You don't have to get them all. You just have to get some of them. And I'll tell you what, my team will be fun to watch. Stick around. More to come.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're back with more of the Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Welcome back, Instigators. We will get into who will play here next year in my free agent list at 11 o'clock. What do the Sabres need? How many players do they actually need to fill out their roster and head into next year? Because there are still some players that I think people might expect to be here, but could still go back to junior. Or back to the minors. We'll talk about that.
Are we talking about a roster here or a roster in general for Rochester as well? Or just here?
Well, yes, Craig, but no, because some of the free agents that I have mentioned, you could sign all these guys, not all of them, but you could sign a bunch of them and put them on waivers. And if they get picked up, they get picked up. But I mean, these are guys that you would want on your team and in your lineup in the NHL. But if you have too many guys,
can I throw my rant out before you start?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not doing this till 11, so you have lots of time for your rant. And had I known you had a rant, I would have let you open it. But did I do something to spark the rant in the last 33 minutes?
No.
Okay.
But I ranted in a big way before the show, so I could really get it off my chest. But now I'm just going to show my displeasure.
Just a casual rant?
Yeah, my casual rant. So
okay, let's hear it.
Yesterday, as you know, the Seattle Kraken picked like what, 12 defensemen or 10 defensemen. And I know that, you know, Will Borgen is probably going to make that Seattle Kraken top six. I really do believe that. I think that with his salary and what he provides for them, a right-handed shot, I think he's going to play there. I really do. But that means that there's going to be available, like really good available pieces, maybe a Carson Soucy, maybe that Lizon defenseman that they picked from Boston, or maybe even Curtis McDermott that we've talked about for 2 years now. He's humongous. He's physical. He can skate. He's a really solid fifth, sixth defenseman on a team. Colorado Avalanche gives a fourth round draft pick for Curtis McDermott. Fourth. Explain to me how we cannot make a deal with Seattle Kraken for a player like this. I am so tired of watching Rasmus Dahlin eat a pane of glass and then he's got to go in and defend himself. I'm tired of watching our younger players get abused. Curtis McDermott could have been an excellent, excellent player. He's not just a meatball. He's not just a fighter. He is actually a very solid defenseman.
He's a good hockey player.
He's a sixth defenseman in the National Hockey League for a big man. And he is a big man. He's 6'5", 235. He skates very well. And he legitimately can fight anybody in this league. He is not afraid of Tom Wilson. He's not afraid of Ryan Reeves. This kid is one of the top five toughest players in the National Hockey League. And I'm just like, why can't we throw out a fourth round draft pick for Curtis McDermott? We don't even have a full roster of defense.
Hey, Razor, do you remember back?
Sorry about the rant, boys.
No. I'm adding to your.
I'm just going to add to that, Riz.
I'm adding to your rant.
You're
but
getting
go
old
ahead.
Because that wasn't even a rant.
No.
That was just an opinion. That was
a rant. Petey, back me up. Back me up. Did I have a rant this morning?
Hey, Razor.
You did. You saved the rant.
Do you know why he? Time. No. Well, that's what I said. I did say that. I said save the rant for the airtime, and he said, "No, I can't." And I said, why? He said, because if I don't get it out now, I might swear on the air. So he got it off his chest, and then he came on, and I thought he did a good job.
Thanks, Petey.
I'd expect a little more out of such a production. I've got a rant.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. If you heard the rant this morning, my blood boils when I talk about this type of player. He's a sixth defenseman on your team. He's exactly what this team
is. 6'5", 247 pounds. They can move the puck.
Well, you know what, Rob? You say this, and I was just about to lead to you. Do you remember the game you were calling it? How could you not? At the end of the game, the Sabres were pounding the Philadelphia Flyers 6-0.
Yeah.
And somebody on the Philadelphia Flyers, I can't remember who it was. It was nobody that anybody in the league should be worried about. Punched Rasmus Dahlin in the face. Do you remember this?
Yep.
Just a flat out sucker punch, skated at him. Who was it? I can't even remember who it was. And
it was the French kid. Sorry about it. Was the French kid, the double last name. I can't remember his name. And he's the exact same kid that absolutely hammered Dahlin a couple games before that in Philly. Do you not remember that?
Yes, because they lost that game. The Sabres lost that game, I think, and then they beat Philly 6-0.
Okay, and do you not remember that we were thinking to ourselves, I hope that the team, someone addresses this kid. Is that
Ube Kubel?
Thank you, Rob. Thank you.
I'm trying to look him up.
Who the heck is Ube Kubel? Or whatever the heck his name is. But I'm going to tell you right now, Rasmus Dahlin is literally like your wife. You're not going to let someone abuse your wife. There is going to be hell to pay. And I do not like how this team, and it's been like this for years, they just do not have the soldiers to do it.
And my point to that was, Rob, do you think that that guy, Kubel, goes and does that to Dahlin at the end of the game if Curtis McDermott is sitting on the bench? Or even better,
no,
at that point in the game, Dahlin's D partner. Nobody in the league would.
We've talked about this, and you know you're going to get an argument on the other side that you don't need anything like that anymore.
I don't listen to those people.
Mean? What do you mean?
I don't listen to those people.
I want to know who right now, Rob, is telling you or telling anybody in this whole entire game that you don't need that anymore.
Tampa Bay went from the most skilled team to the toughest team in 2 years.
You're going to get an argument of 50-50 out there. That some people go, oh, yeah, you need that. Other guys are going to go, oh, it's a speed and skill game now.
I'm going to tell you right now, that's bull crap. I want to see. I want to. Oh, my God. 50%? 50% of people are going to tell you that?
You might be right with 50.
Put it out there and see.
I don't. I'm afraid to put it out there because I know it's going to come back at me.
So what you're saying is,
you're a goon.
We have not had. I know that's what you're going to get. Old school, all this kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
This isn't old school. It's still in the game, Rob. So you're going to tell me right now that Tampa Bay went out and paid a first-round draft pick for Johnny Gaudreau or Barkley Gaudreau. Paid a first-round draft pick for a guy who literally has not had 20 points in the National Hockey League. They gave up a first-rounder to San Jose. They've won 2 Stanley Cups. They went and traded for Blake Coleman.
We understand
they went
all that.
And they went and
got... And I totally 100%. I didn't say I disagree with you.
They went and got Zach Bogosian. They went and got Luke Shen. They went and got Patrick Maroon. That's just Tampa Bay alone. But you know what? Who needs toughness anymore?
You need it 100%.
And maybe let Rob make his point.
Why do we not need that?
Let Rob make his point.
Maybe the situation you're in with Jack right now, from being banged up and not wanting, might have a small part to do with that, because you don't have that protection for those guys. And they do not feel comfortable out there every night, because I believe the game is kind of turning back towards that a little bit. And I think anybody out there that has success, has good teams, they're big, they're strong, they're physical, and they go at it. Look at the way the Kraken built their team. They're talking about goal scoring. Well, everybody's out there. Well, they might not be able to score goals, but you're going to be banged up by the end of the game.
The smallest defenseman is Will Borgen.
No, it's Vince Dunn, 6 feet, 6'1".
So you definitely need it. And there's a need, and I think there's a growing need out there for it in the game. And I think teams are realizing that. And I'm hoping that it kind of starts swaying back to that way. But you are 100%. I wasn't disagreeing with your ribs. I was saying what the sense is out there in the fan side of it, because this is what they're accustomed to. They're not accustomed to something that was 20 years ago. Yeah. Okay. But it's slowly, but you, as I say, you watch the teams that have success, they've got that on their team. Yeah. And I'm not just saying one guy, they've got 3-4 guys.
Ladies and gentlemen out there listening, boys and girls,
it will allow so much room, so much players. To do what they want to do. Oh, my Lord.
You watch the players that are going to be the first players signed. Elliot Friedman already reporting. Curtis Gabriel. You know, anyone out there know who Curtis Gabriel is? He's the guy that trolls the red line in warm-up and wants to fight Kyle Clifford, fight Ryan Reeves, fight Richie, fight these Curtis McDermott. That's who he is. We don't need him in the game, but it's amazing. The biggest insiders in sports and in hockey are reporting Nick Ritchie. These are the players that are going to sign first. Yeah.
And the only people that don't want guys like that in the league are the ones that are sitting on their coach that's never played the game before. Never.
And I 100% agree with you, but
sit on your coach. Grab your course light.
That's what they do, Rick.
Give me a break.
They don't know what it's like to be. They don't know what it's like to be uneasy in near a crease.
So this comes back to Curtis McDermott, a fourth round draft pick. A fourth round draft pick for Curtis McDermott. He could have helped. And I mean help, because you don't need one of them. You need four of them in your lineup that will allow your elite young star talented players to do what they want to do. So other teams do not take liberties with your star players. And for anybody right now, Rob just told me a couple minutes ago, it's still burning and I'm trying to calm myself, but 50% of the people out there, you're telling me 50% of the people out there.
People that know the game, people that really know the game, they're going to say, you need it. The other ones that look and they're looking at stats and all this kind of crap, they're going to say, oh, they don't do anything for anybody in a lineup. If somebody goes out and runs Dahlin and they come over and address it at that point, they get in the fight, the first thing that comes out of their mouth is, oh, yeah, look at that. Now we got the extra penalty. We got to kill this penalty off, and that player is sitting in the box for 5 minutes and we can't use him. You hear it all the time.
Yeah.
It's complete garbage.
He doesn't do anything for my chart.
Guys don't understand, other than what's on a piece of paper or a computer screen in front of them, saying, oh, when such and such is on the ice, they got – three more goals scored on him this year compared to what
my chart says. Stay away.
3 minutes stay away from that. Jack Eichel or somebody else being on the ice. That is the argument you're going to get, and it's complete rubbish. But that is what you're going to get this day.
Let me tell you about your charts. Here's what I'll say to your chart. You want to know what the tough guy does to Dahlin's chart? Makes him play a little safer.
Yes,
it will give him a little more room when he's skating up the ice.
There's no stat that's going to show how much bigger his nuggets get when that guy is sitting on the bench or on the ice with them.
Here's the thing, and I will give a tribute to the players that are playing in the game today. Okay, every single player in the game today can play in this league. They skate well, they shoot well, they can pass the puck, they've got some fairly solid skills. There is no, the prototypical meathead or goon or this. Yep. Ryan Reeves is not a goon. He can play the game. Curtis McDermott is not a goon. He can play the game. Tom Wilson is a full-on goon,
but he's an unbelievable hockey player.
I would love to see Tom Wilson in free agency. Yeah. There'll be every team in the league lining up to try to sign this guy.
I know. I hope Nick Ritchie gets $5 million today.
But analytics doesn't say that, it does anything. Look when Dylan Cousins got in the fight this year. Half the people said it was the greatest thing because he stood up for his team. He went and addressed the situation. The other half's going, we lost him for 5 minutes. He's sitting in the box and we're not able to use him. And what good does that do? I'm just saying that's what it's like out there now. And you gotta
listen, I'm gonna tell you this. Do I like seeing Dylan Cousins fight? I don't. I really don't. But I'll tell you right now, it shows the character of what we have in this young man moving forward for the next 15 years. Yes. We are going to be very pleased with what this young man's going to grow into. But that being said, I don't like that he's fighting, because that is a major asset from our team. If Dylan Cousins knew that he had the
Curtis McDermott on the blue line,
the puzzle pieces, because the way I look at it is the game of hockey and putting a team together is like a beautiful puzzle. Okay. And you're sitting there trying to put pieces in that don't fit. Okay. And you're trying to jam them in. It's like taking a skilled player and trying to fit them into a fourth line role like Skinner last year. How'd that work out? Yeah. Holy jumping.
I'll tell you what.
We're arguing with you, Craig. I told you
I shouldn't have been talking about Curtis McDermott.
You should have.
We just got out of you the rant that we were looking for.
Because it was way worse this morning.
We were good teammates because we pushed you to a point where you had to let it out.
Yep. We pushed you
between periods to be the player you can be. Mm-hmm. And that's what good leadership does, right, Petey?
We were willing to be the heavy bag. So he could get ahead. And
that's right.
I can tell you what, I might feel beat up after that rant, Riv, but I'll tell you what.
And I tell you right now, in the best interest of the team. I literally right now will pay Nick Ritchie $7 million. Mark it.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you're into analytics out there, you're not going to like my UFAs. But guess what? I'll tell you what. I bet you everybody else's numbers get a little better.
Jack Eichel trade that we get at least two young star players, some A-plus talent players, okay? That's what I would hope. I would hope we'd get two of them. And then after that, now you're starting to surround all these young guys, Mittelstadt, Cousins, you know, Olofsson, you know, these new young players, Dahlin, Joakim Harju. Now you need to start to fill these guys and make them feel really, really comfortable.
All right. Well, let's go to break. We're going to talk about how many players does this team need heading into next year? So how many free agents could they possibly sign? I have a list. Love it or hate it, I have a list. It's coming out at 11 o'clock of my free agents. And Jack Eichel trade rumors, always buzzing around here and now more than ever. So stick around if we have more on that. Instigators, Razors here, WGR 550 and MSG.
We're back with more of the Instigators presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Welcome back. Hour number two just around the corner. Per Frank Saravalli, it's going down to the wire between the Sabres and Linus Allmark. They've made a real push to keep him in the last hours, days leading up to now. But barring any last-minute development, Allmark will likely hit the market. So who will play on this team next year? Who will be in net? How many players do the Sabres need? And my UFA list all coming up next year on the Instigators. Hour number two, Rob Ray's with us. Craig's fired up. Great rant. He has not cooled down. There's more to come. Stick around.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.